Opinionated Basketball Minds. We're going to call this In Transition, since we out and about doing our daily, still coming together for a podcast. Your boy, Opinionated MJ.
Boy, S. Don Legend.
Your boy, Chris the Kirk.
All right, now, we were talking basketball before this was getting recorded. Sean, go ahead, pick up.
Oh, man, I just think Boston is a better defensive team than Washington.
No, we going to go think back on. Okay, oh, go ahead.
Started. Want me to start it?
Okay. No, go ahead. I want to hear what he got to say. As to why.
I think why? I mean, I look at it as Jay Crowder, Bradley Beal, them two defenders are better than any defender on Washington.
I'm wrong. Okay, they are better defensively.
Seen you carrying something, but I'm like, what's that? I'm paying attention. I said I seen you carrying something, but I wasn't paying attention.
Thank you, sir. Thank appreciate you. It so much.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
What I'm saying, yeah. Okay, you right. Boston is the better defense. I'm still thinking you're talking about the whole Bradley Beal thing. Who more consistent? Or who, you know, is Bradley Beal going to... I mean, Bradley Beal and Avery Bradley. Who going to show up? Avery Bradley, in my opinion, ain't been showing up the last few years. I just think about the time they got put out. They needed him to step up, and he ain't stepped up. You know, and I can't say Bradley Beal been the greatest, but he been better than Avery. Avery, he show up consistently on defense, but Bradley Beal show up consistently on offense, especially this year.
It's a couple games in this playoff where Bradley Beal was shooting opens, airballing shots, playing bad. Avery Bradley going to play consistent defense, and he's going to score when available. He's not as good a scorer as Bradley Beal, but he's definitely a better defender, and his scoring does help. If he can slow down somebody from scoring and add to scoring, it's way better than somebody just scoring and not playing on the other side of the court. That's my verse.
I just don't got no faith in them. In Boston winning anyway. LeBron, I've been calling LeBron terror for a reason, because I've been watching these Cleveland games. The dude's huge. He big as hell. So, I mean, you throw him, if they just so happen to be like, all right, we're going to throw LeBron on Isaiah Thomas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not going to say he's going to stop Isaiah. You never know. That might be something stupid. Yeah, that might be a mismatch because he's so little. He's fully elusive. He's still young. He could get around. You know what I'm saying? He could get by LeBron. At least a few times. It ain't like LeBron. LeBron ain't no lockdown defender. I'm not going to sit up here and act like, you know, he can put the clamp on somebody. I mean, I've seen him guard Tony Parker. He ain't do nothing for real. He let Tony Parker get a little loose. And we know the whole Jason Terry ordeal. But, no, no, I don't got no faith in nobody out east, really. But if I had to say, how are you going to beat Cleveland? I'm thinking it's offense. You gotta beat them offensively. I mean, think about what Golden State did. They just got a whole bunch of offensive playmakers. And, I mean, even that made LeBron, you know what I'm saying, kind of worried because he's like, oh, I need playmakers. I need this. I need that. We need. You know, he knew. He like, man, this is too much because they got too much individualism over there where this person could carry the game, that person could carry the game. You know what I'm saying? Who wants to deal with Golden State for real? Like, at their best. I don't even think we've seen them at their best. But who really want to see them?
Of course not.
Right, so imagine they just fully wake up. You think LeBron really going to want to deal with that? No.
It's not even about that. I'm just talking about as far as going against LeBron. I think Golden State should be Cleveland. But we'll see what the league does to help.
Yeah.
Cleveland. But the thing is, when you really sit and think about it, if LeBron is going and driving and kicking out, who has better defenders to come guard the wing?
That's what I'm worried about. Scoring, I mean, yes, Washington is a better scoring team. But if they ain't playing no defense, then, you know, it's whoever scores the most. But when you figure that, you know,
okay, so
the Celtics have
okay. was Paul George and them playing defense?
You got sweat.
I'm just saying, though, was they playing defense in the game?
That's a bad example.
They came the closest. I mean, they had close games with Cleveland. You know, it's kind of how it was with Detroit last year, where we was the first round team, you know. And even though I'm still upset at Paul George not really stepping
well,
up,
he needed to,
you know. But he done and over with, so.
Pretty much.
I mean, nobody
I think
be a better.
Is better than Washington or the Celtics anyway. So.
But if Celtics had a 26-point lead at halftime, they're not losing that game.
You sure?
I think
not
their defense can carry them.
He's too good at closing the game out, too. Like, in the fourth quarter, that's he's the leading scorer in the fourth.
There you go.
So, I believe in him more than I believe in Paul George. So. And I like John Wall, though. I can't get dog John Wall out. He's a good closer, too.
But is he enough? No.
Okay.
I don't think Bradley Beal shows up enough. Bradley Beal, to me, he disappears sometimes. You remember we were watching the game? We did that one podcast. That boy Bradley Beal was doing nothing. He's not really a good shot creator. I think he's better set up to get his shot off. So, like you said, if he went down, let's say hypothetically, John Wall went down, he'd get murdered. Just completely murdered. Because he is the offense. He's the offense and the defense. Because he's the one that gets the fast break. Bradley Beal's not even that great at going to the rack.
He not, but Bradley Beal score. Bradley Beal shoot.
I mean, Bradley
Beal is the type of player, in my opinion, that you could run him. Now, I'm not comparing him. I'm just saying he can do this in your offense. He can run around screens like a Klay Thompson.
Ray Allen?
Like a Rip Hamilton, like a Ray Allen. Yeah, there you go, because I was going to really say Rip. But, you know, I think catch and shoot, you know, that should be, you know, a big part of his game. You got John Wall doing what he do. You got Morris. You got Gortat. I mean, they got a decent team, man. They got Brandon Jennings. I mean, if he decides to do something, I just think they got a better offensive chance against Cleveland. I mean, defense, yeah, sure, but when they get down to the get down, is Avery Bradley and Jay Crowder gonna be able to stop LeBron James and Kyrie Irving? Yes or no?
I think they'll win more games than Washington will.
Cause that's what I think it's all on. It's on the point. I mean,
I think that Avery Bradley can do a good job against Kyrie Irving because even though he guards the two a lot, Avery Bradley is still small, and you know, Kyrie has no defense whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I think he'll be able to get off a little more.
Now, as far as Bradley Beal will be getting guarded by who? J.R. Smith, who is bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And when you guard a shooter, if you are taller than him and he can put a hand in his face, I think he can definitely affect his shot.
So you want to see Boston?
Okay. I want to see Boston.
Okay, but then it's basically the Isaiah Thomas show. And then if he's not getting off them well, they don't have no plan B. The best thing they got going for them is Al Horford. But then Tristan, they're going to probably put Tristan, Kayla, and, you know, probably LeBron. They probably try to match him up with LeBron somehow, some way. I'm sure that's going to be something they try to exploit. He's a big man, but, you know, little
it's about Horford at,
as a four, because I know they haven't been set in their lineups, Boston, because they just started, like, the one game. They started Amir Johnson. He played 4 minutes, but he started. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should have your rotation down by now.
Yep, but guess what? Kelly Olynyk is going to be guarding Kevin Love.
I mean, but what big a deal is that?
That is a big deal. And Al Horford, what they can do is, what I see happening there. They can draw Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love out the paint. Let Isaiah actually be able to get to the paint. Let him be able to drive and dish out to a Jay Crowder or Avery Bradley to a shot.
Yeah,
okay. Because Kelly Olynyk can still shoot threes too.
Yeah, the Celtics can only shoot threes. I mean, I don't think usually when the Celtics get their lead, they can hold it. Washington, you know how Cleveland is when it comes to getting.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it don't matter who got a lead on them because you got LeBron.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, but Washington didn't blew their leads against the Celtics, so I don't really trust. You know, I don't trade on that.
Right, and it goes to a team he's talking about offensively isn't capable as Washington, but Washington can't keep no lead. 15-0, lost the game. Up 14 points, lost the game. So you got to really look at the defense can actually help them come back. They play good basketball. Al Horford could get 15-10 for the series.
Okay, good. Can Al Horford consistently get 15 and 10 and somewhere between 5 and 7 assists? Can he help facilitate that offense? Because that's when they're the most potent. When he's moving the rock, you know, and I was listening to Bill Simmons talk about how important Al Horford's been listening to his podcast. It might have even been that emergency show he had when the Celtics, when Isaiah dropped like 57, and he was just taking note of. Yeah, 52. He was taking note of how Al Horford's screens been really opening things up for the Celtics. I mean, you're playing LeBron at the end of the day.
Right. When you play LeBron, you put a Crowder on him, try to help contain. He's going to still do what he do, but you got the other defenders that can guard the wing players. That's the biggest thing. The wing players is what makes Cleveland so deadly. If Kyle Korver come in the game, make sure he don't hit 4 threes. Make sure JR don't just get open.
Okay, all right. Let's take it there. Cleveland puts in Kyrie Irving, JR Smith, Kyle Korver, LeBron James, and Kevin Love.
Yep.
How are you going to guard your paint with all them two?
You don't need to guard the paint.
All they got to do then is move the ball.
Come on, LeBron.
I take a 2/3 any day. Let them get 2/3 any day.
I mean, but what's the chances of that? Really, like, just, I mean, I don't see Boston being able to defend it. Especially not without their time.
Look, if they're not hitting their shots, if they're not making these threes, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I said about Houston.
Yeah, so all you got to do is defend it. If they know that it's defended, they'll think twice. All you need is somebody to second-guess their shot.
Okay, and how many of them second-guess their shot?
Kyle Korver, I don't think so, but sometimes, not all of them.
Not all of them. I mean, even LeBron ain't hesitating lately. He want more space. You know, and he's shooting 49%. For the playoffs. You know, I think a lot of it, I'm not going to discredit him because I'm just glad to finally see him shooting. That's all I've been wanting to see from LeBron. You know, at the end of the day.
LeBron shooting these shots? Yeah.
Yes. That's all I wanted from LeBron.
But he's going to be nine defensive.
Everybody, teams. I mean, that's fine. But my whole thing with him is everybody, you know, they get into the Kobe and Jordan comparisons and they say, oh, but LeBron passed. Well, if LeBron just go ahead and decide to score, he wouldn't have to pass. You know what I'm saying? And what's happening, instead of scoring 20-something points a game, starting with a triple-double or getting a triple-double, instead he's going in ahead and getting 36, 37, 38, 5, 6. And he's going to keep his rebound total because of the position he plays on the floor and because of how big he is.
But
you
know? Also, this is when you think of LeBron James, he gonna get what he get. I want him to shoot more.
Yeah, I want him to shoot more. That's the next step in his game.
He may be shooting 49% from the field right now. Or if you see a defensive team, because here, Golden State is a better defender than Boston. Yeah. Golden State is the best defensive team that they'll see this whole playoffs.
Yeah, yeah.
So yep, right true. Now, when they're going against somebody like a Boston, I think Boston can do the best to slow them down. I don't think they're going to straight sweep Boston. Don't get me wrong, anything's possible. But I think they'll play the best defense on Cleveland. And they're not scared of Cleveland. They may not win, but at least they're not scared. Washington, for some reason, when they go against Cleveland, they crumble.
I'm sticking to my I think Washington more ready than Boston, but I'm sticking to this the whole Eastern Conference holders mode as well. Although I think Washington ready. Washington got, you know, a lot of heated battles in Cleveland, including this season. Like, that might have been the best Cleveland played this year. Was against
Washington. They got a problem. They got a problem just beating Boston.
Or the games that they both, you know, that they both played. That might have been some of the top games. But that game was
Either way, long story. Long story short, you know,
I don't even call it miraculous.
Either of them, this would be a shock if either one of them was taking the seven.
I don't think it's possible for them to take them a seven.
Yeah, no, you just want somebody to win two games, have them a little tired, but you know, put in a little work because they've been just sweeping people and just having it
win. One thing people don't understand is that the bench in Cleveland ain't the best type of bench.
I mean, it ain't. So it ain't. But how many books in your rotation get cut down? So. 8-9 players anyway. How much is that gonna matter? Especially they sweeping everybody. How much is that gonna matter for real?
I don't think they'll sweep Washington or the Celtics. They're gonna beat them, but they're not gonna sweep.
I don't know. I think Washington got a better chance, but unless Isaiah's gonna drop, you know, 35, 37 every game, and it'd be enough. Or we'll just say 30, somewhere between 30 and 39 to 20. And
sad to say. Enough,
I mean, you got to hope that Jay Crowder make his shots that he going to want to put up. You got to hope that Al Horford make his shots that he going to put up. You know, you got to hope for that X factor to come in the game.
I count on Al Horford before I count on Gortat.
You count on Avery Bradley offensively before you count on Bradley Beal? Thank you.
I'll take the defense over the offense.
I'm saying though, but when you need a bucket, when it's time for you to get a bucket, let you down six with a minute and a half left against Cleveland. You can get a stop, but you can't get a bucket.
Who I trust more, Avery Bradley or Bradley Beal? You talking about offensively? Yeah, you trust Bradley Beal, but every Bradley had a moment where he can really he put in some work. It take a little grind when he do it, but
I'm seeing him. He's been, you know, just running up.
He just focused more on the defensive end now. You can tell, but when he needs to step up, you know, he definitely has some big plays. But we know, you know, if you're counting on specifically offense, Bradley Beal is the guy for that. But, you know, he didn't have his own shooter where he'd be airballing and having some crazy shots wide open and still missing. So.
Yeah, he'd be absent a lot.
Or, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know.
Yeah, think about it. Bradley Beal been doing better this year, but what was John Wall's problem with Bradley Beal? Not showing up.
Man,
that was the problem.
But let's think about who Bradley Beal is now. What he doing now? You know, I ain't like Bradley Beal 2 years ago. But and I started, you know, everybody that when y'all say something to me about, oh, I don't like this player. You know, this dude not doing that. Like Carmelo, for instance. When you know, me and Chris like Carmelo. You know what I'm saying? Probably more so than a lot of people, you know, even though he be messing up sometimes, but, you know, put the spotlight on him when you speak him up. So I start paying attention. So Bradley Beal was something I kind of did for myself. It was like, okay, I'm not high on Bradley Beal in order for John Wall, especially when him and John Wall, you know, it was said that they was beefing and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, so what is Bradley Beal not doing that he need to be doing? Because I'm getting rid of Bradley Beal before I get rid of John Wall 10 times out of 10, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, so if that's the case, what does Bradley Beal need to do? And then, I don't know, after last season, you know, even though I know, you know, I don't think they made the playoffs last year, but he showed up at the end of the year. And then this year, he just stepped up. John Wall went down because John Wall got hurt this year, didn't he? And Bradley Beal stepped up. Or it was either John Wall wasn't putting up all the points and Bradley Beal was in some of these games this year. So Bradley Beal is an improved offensive player. No, he's not going to play defense on Cleveland. You know, but if it's you down six with a minute and a half left and you need a bucket, Bradley Beal, I can count on him to give me a three, I feel like, more than every Bradley.
That is true. But here's the thing. If you're down six, it's a possibility that you're down 12 in two more minutes because you have no defense to stop.
I guess it's kind of like situation. Would you rather have more defense or more
offense? I mean, against Cleveland, from what I've seen, more offense. Because they ain't necessarily playing defense. They allowing most of everybody to score. Did y'all see that picture I put up in the group text with the Warriors and Cleveland, that matchup, like what their point differential is and all of that? I mean, just look at that. Just the point differential itself is letting you know Cleveland ain't playing no defense. The reason Golden State point differential is that huge is because they play in them passing lanes. They trying to block you. Draymond Green trying to steal from you. Even Steph Curry moving his feet good on defense. You know what I'm saying? He trying to stay in front of you. So it's like you got all of that going on. Then you got all the defenders over there. It's almost like they got better. Honestly.
They did, but here's the whole thing. We're sitting here having a conversation on who's going to lose versus Cleveland. They're still going to lose.
Who's still
going
to lose?
Regardless who plays Cleveland in the next round, they're going to lose.
Yeah. That's why they
didn't even at the end of the day, it don't even matter.
I mean, but just for talking reasons and because they got to play the game. I mean, you never know. Kyrie Irving could go down, and LeBron got to carry it by himself. Then it becomes the problem because you take Kyrie's
offense. It's to the point where I'd rather depend on Horford balling than Gortat. Gortat disappeared way more than he played.
Yeah, but Gortat.
Horford been stepping up.
Well, he's going to have to keep stepping up. You know, Al Horford.
Gortat ain't
going to
make nothing.
Do you remember?
Right
do you
now.
Remember what Al Horford did against Cleveland last year in the playoffs? Did you watch them games?
Of course I did.
He was absent as hell for about the first three games. He wasn't even getting rebounds. He wasn't making none of his shots. He wasn't doing nothing. He was looking confused on offense. Everything.
You know the number one difference? You know the
Al Horford weigh what? LeBron probably bigger than him, right? Al Horford probably 250, 260, you know what I'm saying, 255, maybe even 240 something. LeBron's bigger than him. He's more athletic than him, of course, and he's more skilled than him. He's going to get by Al Horford. That's what I'm saying. If they can find their way into a matchup where LeBron is matched up with Al Horford, even though, I mean, I would say LeBron don't want to be in the post, but he operates and facilitates from the post more so, and he's been doing that fadeaway jumper. You know what I'm saying?
The difference between Al Horford last year and this year is Al Horford is not the main player they got to worry about.
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, Al Horford gonna have to pitch in. Last year he did what?
I'm saying last year he was looked at as the best player on the team.
No, Paul Millsap was. And Al Horford was looked at as you basically like a very close second because this is your team, basically.
Yeah, it was his team.
Yeah.
Now Al Horford, like you said, he just has to pitch in. That's it. Al Horford don't have to average great numbers. Give him a double-double. That's all he needs to do.
I don't know. I just think the Wizards got a better offensive chance because Morris can create his own shot. Bradley Beal can create his own shot. John Wall can create his own shot. You give Gortat the ball in the post, he can create his own shot. You know what I'm saying?
I like Washington more.
Then they got
the Celtics.
Then they got
purely matchups.
I mean, but then they got Bogdanovic. They got Brandon Jennings. They got Kelly Oubre or Oubre. That's how you pronounce it, right?
Oubre, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they got Otto Porter. Like they got a set of people that can create their own shot. They got a set of people that can play their role, and then they got, I mean, I just named like what, 9 people. So the other 3 players that's gonna be on the bench is basically just, you know, here goes some garbage minutes, or here maybe one of y'all could be an X factor. You know what I'm saying? They got Brandon Jennings, which gave them another playmaker slash person.
Who else can make their own shot? I just told you
who could create their own shot.
Who?
But who? John Wall, Bradley Beal, Morris, Gortat.
Morris. Gortat is a thing that, man. Morris can create, but Bradley Beal, I don't think, is a shot creator. He's not going to beat you off the dribble.
Bradley Beal will still make a shot on you. He's a shot creator.
Nah, I think he'll make a shot if he get a screen, or if basically somebody, like I said, they running Floppy Miller plays for him. He can get shots off that way.
He has his little ISOs here and there. It's really weird, but I guess when he go with the killer mode, he can. So he just come up with that killer instinct the whole time. It seemed like he'd be waiting to get the heads up from John Wall to, like, all right, go ahead and ball. He just ball the whole time. I think it'll be all right. But I still, if you add me into the conversation, I still think, I don't know, I got more faith in the Celtics.
Y'all got more faith in the Celtics. Okay, who on the Celtics can create their own shot other than Isaiah Thomas? Cricket.
Oh, no, that's not looking around. Oh, I mean, like I say,
Rozier, Marcus Smart against Cleveland. We talking about against Cleveland.
I'm talking about this playoffs. Yeah, because you got to think about the way I think about it is, well, right now the biggest issue, you know, is getting past Washington. I think they can get past Washington. Washington can't close. I've seen Boston close better. You know what I mean? And that's my biggest thing, closing. And, you know, defense is not everything compared to better offense, but defense can, you know, pull off. Like, think about it. If you have 5 seconds on the clock and you got a last second shot, good defense can affect that. So that shot doesn't even matter because it's getting played defensively, and they lock it down. Washington, I can see Washington sleeping on defense to the point where LeBron gets a wide open shot, like when he was facing Paul George. Who you gonna have? You can't have Marquise on him the whole game. Marquise not gonna be able to play that many minutes. Who else you gonna put him? Otto Porter? He gonna dog Otto Porter. He gonna dog Kelly Oubre.
I mean, but that's not what this is about.
Yeah.
He gonna dog Jay Crowder for the most part. Jay Crowder, when did he stop LeBron? I mean, what happened the last time Cleveland seen Boston? Did we forget? They got blew out. What happened the last time? Okay, yeah, the time before that, who had to take over the game? And if he don't, which is what happened in the last game, he didn't take over. Isaiah didn't take over. What happened? It's like, basically, okay, and I'm not going to say that I don't have faith in Isaiah. I actually do. I have faith in players like that, like Isaiah, Russell Westbrook, that they can get over the hump like Allen Iverson did, just willing a team to a victory. But, I mean, we talking about Cleveland, though. We talking about LB, Era. We talking about Terror James.
Terror James.
I call him Terror because I was watching one game, and I don't know if it was the camera. I mean, I've always watched LeBron, but he just looks bigger on the floor. Maybe it was the short people he's playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what it was, but it just didn't look good. Maybe it was because he was on the court. It was against Indiana. Maybe it was because he was on the court with, like, a Monte Ellis and, you know what I'm saying? A whole bunch of short people. Like,
Ellis, right?
You know, and it's just like, they come up to him and he just looked like
Monte Ellis did run the opposite way on that fast.
Right, that's what I was saying. Like, LeBron is terrible, bro. Like,
at the end of the day, the both teams are at least one person short to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. Yeah. I think Washington needs either a three or a better, probably just a good three. A better three than Washington is better.
Washington got Bogdanovic.
Rudy Gay.
They got Bogdanovic. They got Bogdanovic.
Give me a no-key team.
All right. Okay, let's – okay, I know I'm the one.
Scott Brooks not playing Bogdanovic like that. He can, you know, clean up minutes.
Got it.
Okay, I'm gonna just say this. I know I be the one on 2K making all these trades when you need a certain something. But in real basketball, I mean, because you know you can get away with building a bunch of superstars on a lot of teams. You know, unless you go to play and you know everybody gonna play their role. You know, in real life. But I mean, do you really want to take the ball out of John Wall hands that much more? Do you really want to take the ball out of Bradley Beal hands that much more? That, you know, all the responsibility that goes with it as well. Do you want them to kind of lose a sense of that because they have an extra person they could go to? I mean, big threes don't always work. The third person usually is the one that takes the biggest step back. So how big of a third person do they really need? Can they just use Morris, Oubre, Otto Porter, Bogdanovic, and that forms itself into that third person? You know what I'm saying? Like, and you have multiple players. I mean, you got more bodies. So why not?
The question with that is, if you saying that that's enough, why isn't it enough this year?
Why? That's why I'm saying I think Washington got the best chance. I am saying it.
Because you think Washington can beat Cleveland?
If Washington plays consistently for 4 out of 7, yes. I mean, it's a long shot. I'm not saying, oh yeah, Washington's about to beat Cleveland. I ain't saying that. I think Cleveland went to the finals. Period. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I'm seeing a LeBron I ain't seen, even though, you know, he ain't play, it ain't nobody contesting him really. I mean, the contest he had was Paul George, and that's Paul George and Lance Stevenson over there. That's why. You know what I'm saying? You actually got some people that want to compete against you playing over there on the other side. And they still got sweat. You know what I'm saying? And they got a big man. Even though he's young. You know,
he's still developing,
but you know how I'm saying, you need a big man if you're trying to beat the prime. And
like I said, you know, it's going back to what Jalen and Jacoby said. Unless a catastrophic injury happens, Cleveland will be in finals.
Yeah,
yeah, well, definitely.
And
well,
the only catastrophic injury that's going to prevent them from making the finals is LeBron James.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. He can lose Kyrie and Kevin Love, and he's still going to the finals. And they still might sweep. Because he got Kyle Korver now. He got J.R. Smith back. He got Darren Williams now to come play make on the bench. Okay, yeah. Back 2 years ago, it was Dellavedova coming off the bench. But, I mean, Darren Williams can kind of score. You can kind of rely on him a little bit more to score. To me,
he's been pretty efficient.
Yeah, he's a better playmaker, especially next to LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they still got some of the pieces that they had, you know, Shumpert and Tristan Thompson, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, they can get hurt. All you got to do
Shumpert,
is limit Isaiah Thomas. If you, okay, now Kyrie Love, Kyrie and Love go down against Washington. I don't know.
I think it's just Kyrie go down. Kyrie is a bigger loss than anything.
No, because you could change your whole style of play. LeBron can play 1-4.
LeBron can't make up that 30 points.
LeBron ain't got to make up that 30 points. Well, actually, he can make up that 30 points.
Not just by himself.
What you're saying, Sean, is that you think it'd be more devastating if Kyrie went than LeBron?
No, I'm saying than Love.
Oh yeah.
I'm saying if Kyrie goes down, he's not winning the championship. He's been in this position. Kyrie, beyond LeBron, is the most important player on the team.
Okay. LeBron carried Cleveland to 2 wins over Golden State 2 years ago. I know it's different teams. I know Golden State, because I just heard Stephen A. say that, you know. Golden State was just going in. You know, Klay Thompson was concussed. Steph Curry had took a fall. It was a lot of just new stuff going on for Golden State, and they still pulled it out. I mean, they was looked at like, oh, they're young. They're not going to do it. They're going against LeBron.
Yeah,
he went to five straight, this, that, and the third. They weren't even playing up Golden State to win. It was still that LeBron was going to win because of how he went through the East. It's like, these fools.
Yeah, that's when he was dropping them high numbers.
Yeah, and they weren't worried about no Steph Curry. They weren't worried about, you know, Klay didn't even show up. You know what I'm saying? Like, Klay wasn't even there. But, I mean, you look at it now, at that team, LeBron didn't have nothing. He only had Matt, Tristan. Was J.R. even playing?
He had Miles, he had the better version of Shumpert.
He got Kyle Korver now, bro. And then if Kyrie go down, you got, okay, so then Kevin Love wasn't a factor. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't there. So we're talking about LeBron, Kevin Love, Kyle Korver, Deron Williams, and I ain't been big on the whole Deron Williams pickup. But in this instance, if Kyrie went down, you just got to think about who he do got that has ran their own teams or been a big option like Kyle Korver.
Yeah, he definitely
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, he got better options this time around. So it's like, I know.
It's going to be the best you probably see in Kyle Korver because he's excited because, you know, he's a big asset in the finals to get there. He's a shooter, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be a when they back to back three, they go get
the
Kyle Korver. You know what I'm saying? Try to answer
to
Golden State.
So, I mean, to be honest, they kind of built their team like Golden State in order to
Golden State. Yeah, they had to. Kyle Korver was the best fit for that. You know, he don't even have to dribble, catch and shoot. Perfect. When you're not.
Indeed. But here's the problem. I think for the first time since the finals in 2012, was it? I don't think it was that long ago, but where he played against Kevin Durant, this will be the next time he has to play and guard Kevin Durant.
Who?
LeBron.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big problem because now he really has to play a defensive role.
This is all them chase down blocks.
I take that shit right to the rim and then pass right back out. All that shit would be done for LeBron. Okay, he couldn't play no help.
We're going to reach a cussing limit now. We still recording.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's good.
I know. I definitely agree. Durant now at this level, with the anger from the last finals.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh-wee. This is going to be something crazy.
He'll be back in the finals. Just that alone.
He'll be back in the finals.
Yeah.
Oh,
and this time you would have seasoned team. They'd have been the three straight.
Right. So all you got to do is be better than Harrison Barnes.
Right.
And, I mean, it pretty much could be a wrap, to be honest.
Yeah, if they get on all cylinders, it is a wrap. If they get on all cylinders and keep they put on their neck, you got too many players. Yes, yeah, Cleveland got a squad, don't get it twisted, but that's all on how LeBron get them open. But you got Iggy, you got Draymond, you got Klay, you got Durant, you got Steph.
That's why I think LeBron right now, you know, I see the transition of the conversation goes straight back to Golden State, but LeBron preparing himself for a loss. That's why you hear, I don't have nothing to prove. But you do. I think he's worried about going against Golden State because he has Kevin Durant to worry about now. Who are you going to really guard? This is going to be a thing where they have to play defense. Because if you're not playing defense against them, it's not going to be good.
Hold on, y'all. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Yeah, so I really think Golden State has a chance to even make them worse.
Possibly sweep.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing that LeBron and Cleveland are going to try to aggravate Draymond So that's the only chance.
You run and block him so nobody can step over him.
Because here's the thing that people don't even bring up. Draymond, I believe, thinks he probably blames himself a lot for last season losing. So he's going to come even harder than he came last year.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
And be more difficult.
Because he, yeah, I really think so. And because I think Draymond's heart alone carries that team through the adversity. I was thinking about what you were saying about Draymond even being the defensive player of the year. I've been kind of getting swayed toward that way. Yeah. Even though I like Rudy Gobert, Draymond is the heart and soul of Golden State.
He do everything, man.
He is the only player that Golden State has to keep on the floor, period. Mm-hmm. If they lose him, you know, he's the defensive anchor.
He's the one that keeps that balance. Yeah, he keeps that balance tonight.
I think he keeps their head in the game, too. He really keeps their head in the game. You know,
bring that energy when he's coming low. He get a good block, get amped, you know what I'm saying? Real good player. You see, what, you know, of course, what it meant to him when they lost in that one game. How they just switched the whole dynamic of everything. Not as easy, so definitely got to keep Draymond head straight so he can operate efficiently and keep them in the game. Stop LeBron, you know.
Side question, just you know, I've been hearing this a lot lately. I just want to hear both of y'all talk about it, but what do you think about LeBron's status? Can he beat a healthy Golden State? Would he be considered the GOAT? They're trying to give him this GOAT status so bad. Oh. I mean, what y'all think?
If he wins his championship, he'll be the GOAT.
Well, that's what they're trying to say.
No.
I don't think so either.
Can't be the GOAT.
To me, he killed that when he left.
I don't
hard to really get him.
I don't care about what ESPN and, you know, some of these analysts on these other stations is trying to force the shove down our throat. You know, I don't care about Max and Shannon Sharp trying to shove LeBron James, Colin Cowherd trying to shove LeBron James down my throat. I really don't. I don't.
Especially Colin Cowherd.
Especially Colin Cowherd. Like.
And Shannon Sharp. I respect him
for
the way he analyzes, but I can see he does his research, but he has a very true bias. Yeah. His bias
he's
true.
Oh, yeah, he's very biased. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The problem, I think, is everybody thinks that people are bullying and kicking on LeBron. No, this is right now, this is a critique. We're just critiquing.
Yeah, because it's like, if you want to be in a conversation, this is what you got to go through. I mean, you know, it's a lot of LeBron fans wasn't Kobe fans. Like I was telling Ron earlier, a lot of LeBron fans ain't Kobe fans. You know how much scrutiny Kobe went through? You know how much stuff, as Kobe fans, that we Kobe fans, you know how much stuff we had to hear? You know how much stuff we had to hear before he won? You know how much stuff we had to hear before he won by himself? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and that'll even get scrutiny. But when he didn't win by himself, he won
Well,
Andrew Bynum was hurt every year, and Paul Gasol is not Shaquille O'Neal. Doesn't matter.
Nowhere near.
You know, doesn't matter.
When it comes, like, I listened to a podcast, and they were saying the thing that's going to go against LeBron, which is not necessarily his fault, is the level of competition he's playing against. Yeah. It's like he's not really getting challenged.
I mean,
so
he—that's
true.
He could go out there if he wants to, and it's not that. Yeah, it's not even that really. It's not really that more than half of the West would actually be able to contend with him. But I mean, okay, he played Indiana, he played Toronto, and he gonna play either Boston or Washington. Nah, if I throw Memphis at him, Memphis will get a game. If I throw Utah at him, Utah will get a game.
I think Utah may get two or three.
Hell, the Clippers might get a game.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
That's the lights. They go to say names. All of them.
Yeah, because it's just like, okay, I mean, I ain't trying to say that he just going to be stopped if he go out west. He just not, it's not going to be easier. You know, he ain't going to just waltz through everybody. Easy. You know, got people. I ain't never heard nobody say, oh, you know, well, Golden State is just, man, if we got Steph Curry on our team, then, you know, I don't know if they did that for Jordan. I don't really know. And I had a lot of Jordan stuff and kept up with Jordan a lot while I was young. I even had that book, that Rare Air, that big old thick book that he came out with. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If LeBron wanted me to go, the best situation I heard was what Sean said, and that was you gotta win four straight.
Right.
You win four straight, you get your respect.
And that's even against Kobe, because Kobe could have damn near, he could have three-peated twice. He almost three-peated twice.
Yeah.
Just exactly. Like George.
I slowed down by that knee injury, though.
Yeah. So, you know, when you really think about it, if he would have beat Boston, that would have been three straight. You know what I mean? That would have been six rings.
Right, but then he had to go up against the big three. And,
yeah, he did.
You know, a lot of people want to say, okay, this is where I can bring this. I could tie this into my Washington thing. Okay, so, okay, John Wall ain't Kobe, but in this instance, he going to be Kobe. And Pau Gasol is always, oh, he too soft. Oh, this is that, he not doing this. Okay, that's Bradley Beal. We thinking he going to be the one that, you know, be the reason why they lose. And Kobe had Lamar Odom.
Hello.
That was a good facilitator.
Have a nice one.
He had Lamar Odom and a bunch of other people. And, you know, they made that happen. So why can't the Wizards, with that same type of depth, it's not Pau Gasol, it's not Lamar Odom. But I'm just saying, with that depth, why can't they give Cleveland a run for their money? Why can't they get a game or two? More so than Boston.
I think they can get the same as Boston. I'm like John Wall. I'm not gonna lie. I would love them for them to beat Cleveland. That's kind of nice.
Okay, so let's touch on what we
see, most of them probably getting two at the max. That's all, you know.
Let's touch on what we didn't even talk about. Houston or San Antonio?
Oh, man.
I want San Antonio to win. Losing Tony Parker, I think they don't have a chance against Golden State. But the youth of James Harden and his team is a problem. Could be a problem for Golden State, just the way they play. And they shoot threes, too.
Well,
I think that the slowness of San Antonio, the way their pace, mm-hmm. It's not going to be able to match up good against Golden State, but Houston would match up a lot better than Golden State. And as a Golden State,
go ahead. Houston is pretty much the 1.0 version of Golden State. It's a dumbed down version of Golden State. You know, they don't have as many scores, but. Hmm? No way Spurs is going to be able to handle those at the court doing that because, you know, they can't even have a rocket. Like I said, that's like the baby version of Golden State. Golden State is for real about that. Like, they're not letting up. They're not going on these cold streets like they're rocking on them.
Right.
No, and not only that, they actually got true role players.
Yeah, and they really play defense. They had a hard time with Capella. No disrespect. Yeah, he is on his thing. Yeah. He's a baller. JaVale McGee and everybody else putting the pressure on him, you know what? You know? And it's to say Kawhi Leonard, you know, he's out there by himself. He's tired, you know? You can really see it on him now. He even sat out the rest of the whole fourth quarter. I mean, not the whole fourth quarter, but the last 3 minutes of the fourth, I think. For coming up to twist an ankle or something. So, not really looking too, looking too good for them. If they go to the next round.
I think the Spurs need a revamp, to be honest. They need a little more youth. Yeah, they need more youth. And they need somebody that can also change the pace of the offense. like Pop's offense, you know, it's a pass first offense, and it sometimes can be slow and it's a lot less transition. So if they can get another transition player to help speed it up a little bit and also, you know, keep the passing going and, you know, the ball getting the chemistry going, that'd be all right.
They might already
but
have
But they just
player.
Don't have enough.
They might already have
Well, I like Jonathan Simmons. I like Simmons.
They got Kyle Anderson in them, too, so they got the he might have players. He just might need to develop them some more. And it wouldn't hurt if they could land, like, Chris Paul. But that would probably go against their transition wishes. You know, your transition wish. But, I mean, Chris Paul ain't bad in transition. He executes.
No. I mean, I think that would probably force the Marcus Aldridge to play a little bigger as far as going down low.
That would give Aldridge a bigger, I mean, a better look, too, as well. You can run some
with the pick and pop.
Yeah, pick and pop and just roll into the hole.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest, it will be a lot better for Kawhi Leonard because you'll also have another defender. You'll have another defender and somebody that can, you know, run the offense. Now, here's something that I was thinking about. It might sound a little crazy. Could there be a chance that we see a Kyle Lowry going back to Houston?
What? And play for who?
I mean, it's him playing at the D'Antoni offense.
Wow. I hope not. I don't know if that works.
Right. But, or him going to the Spurs is also an option. I think, you know, the lack of free agencies that we're going to have this year makes Kyle Lowry worth more as an all-star. And I think it may be a good fit for him to be in another organization, another system of playing, because what Toronto is doing is not working right now.
Definitely.
He just got swept. I think if Kyle Lowry would have gave 20 points a game, DeRozan gave 25 points a game, it may be a little different. Sometimes he disappeared, and that was a big problem.
Right.
So, Golden State. I'm going Golden State. I think Cleveland going to win. But I won't go to take the man. Back to playing defense as usual.
I'm going to go ahead and ride on Golden State.
What about you, Mike? Right?
I don't know. I think Kyle Lowry is here. Kyle Lowry is going to retire.
Kyle Lowry can't retire.
Kyle Lowry need to retire.
Ready?
He done.
He can retire the turtleneck. Not retiring as a player. He's still got 20 years left, huh? He just don't need to be the number one option on the team.
At all, and he's not the number one option.
Right. But sometimes he played like he was.
All right.
And that kind of caused the game.
Wait, take your time. Thanks.
So, what do you think, in conclusion, is the East have a chance to get better? Or is the East just a way for LeBron to make it to the championship every year?
It does seem like the East this way of trying to make it to the finals every year. Because there's no way, man. No way. Look at this. It's safe, right?
This is about to be seven.
Oh, it's seven. There's no way. No way there's supposed to be no competition like that. Like, somebody's supposed to take this, at least take them to a game seven. the last time he went to Game 7 besides the finals? Was it that, what, the Pacers at one time? Is that it?
Possibly so.
And that was, what, four seasons ago?
I like that post you made, Mike, on LeBron James as far as him going, winning 31 playoff series and only got three rings, and Jordan, he did 30 and had six.
I mean,
that's still a lot.
Because, I mean, it's blatantly obvious that they're trying to, like, make it seem like LeBron, okay, I'm not trying to knock LeBron in saying this, but if I win 40 playoff series, but I got five rings, I mean, Jordan beat me, didn't he? I mean, he did more in less.
Last time.
Yeah, I mean, what? So what, if Jordan did, you know what I'm saying, less, if he won less series, I mean, what does that mean? I mean, okay, LeBron played longer. Did we forget? Like, it's hard to actually, if we truly want to sit down and compare players, you really can't. You know, we okay, it's LeBron, Jordan, Kobe. Jordan went to college. Jordan retired after his father died. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, everybody want to say he vacationed. There's some conspiracy theorists out there that say, oh, the NBA has something to do with that, and they forced him to retire for a minute, stuff like that. Regardless, if he didn't retire, it was a chance that he was going to have eight straight rings anyway. You know what I'm saying? At least probably seven. He might have lost one of them times to Houston, but he could have had six. I mean, he could have had seven or eight rings. And then, hold on, I'm gonna wrap it up real quick. Kobe didn't start, and LeBron came into the league already 240, already inheriting a team that needed him. You know what I'm saying? That needed him to do what he was gonna do, and allowed him to do what he was going to do, whereas Kobe had to work himself until that point. Kobe, for his coach, was Dale Harris. He had to try to get over Eddie Jones. He had to become a better option.
Van Exel.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, then Nick Van Exel. He had to also get the acceptance from Shaq, and he had to win over his teammates, allowing him to take over like that. He had to go through some stuff. Had Kobe went on and went to the Hornets, you know, maybe this would have been different. You know, he probably would have came out off rip already doing what he do. But he decided he wanted to go to the Lakers. Everybody's story at the beginning is different. All we can really compare, that's why at the end of the day, it comes down to rings. Okay, your story is this. Okay, how many rings do you have? Because, okay, LeBron done played 14 seasons already, and he's still going to play some more. He 3-for-7. He already at how many finals Kobe went to? He's going to an eighth with three rings going into that eighth. He still, if he wins this ring, he's going to be at more finals than Kobe, and still ain't going to have more rings than Kobe.
Yeah.
You know, and now they coming out with, oh, my bad, because I've been supposed to let you take it over. Go ahead.
That's true.
No, but that makes so much sense. And the thing, you can't even use the Shaq thing when you talk about Kobe when you have LeBron with two all-stars with every ring.
Twice.
Yes. Right.
Like, he formed them teams. Shaq signed with the Lakers, and Kobe, I mean, he ended up getting drafted and traded, so you can hypothetically say the Lakers drafted him.
Yeah.
They didn't.
So that comparison, when they bring up Shaq, is unfair at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, man, I mean,
that's true.
Kobe had to fight his way into that. And then even with Shaq being there, what Kobe do? Because he knew people was going to be talking about Shaq. He probably already foreseen it. Like, man, if I play with Shaq for the rest of my career, you know, they probably, they go back and say, oh, you know, I should have stayed with Shaq. Oh, I should have stayed with Kobe. Yeah, he had to. Or he would have just been looked at like a Scottie Pippen, Anthony Hardaway. You know what I mean? Like, in order for him to beat Kobe, you know, I respect Kobe. Go ahead and get Shaq up out of L.A. Go ahead and, you know, be who you going to be. Because at the end of the day, people going to compare you to Jordan, but okay, do you want to be just compared to Jordan, or do you want to be yourself in the comparison to Jordan? Do you want to be yourself in the comparison to LeBron? You know what I'm saying? Because LeBron is himself. I mean, and it's crazy that everybody didn't like Kobe's arrogance, but what LeBron doing? Oh, I'm confident.
Especially now.
because I'm the best player in the world. I'm confident because I'm the best player in the world. And then you lost to Golden State.
You should never call yourself.
No, Jordan never did that. Jordan never said, you know, who do I sound like calling myself the best? You know, players are different. Players are, you know, we have the best of each era. Like, they got the press conference with Jordan saying that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why can't you just, I don't know.
Your
respect
is low key. You don't do that.
It's like, I don't want to come off as Peyton LeBron. I like LeBron's game. I like LeBron when he ain't all in the media, but I just have to live with the fact that LeBron is going to be in the media. He's a part of the whole uninterrupted thing. The media loves him, period, which is why they have just LeBron conversation. I mean, it's to the point. Opinionated was made. We made this because of ESPN, Fox News, Fox Sports, rather. You know what I'm saying? They always talk about the same stuff. Okay, Russell Westbrook triple-doubling like this. Okay, LeBron James. The year before last, and a lot of all of last year, too, you might as well say, Steph Curry. And we try to deviate from that and put a spotlight on a few other things. We sprinkle some more stuff out around here because ESPN, if you leave it up to ESPN, all these kids that's growing up watching basketball right now, you know who the greatest player of all time forever and ever and ever is?
Michael Jordan.
No, LeBron James.
LeBron James, I know. You know what? And that's, you know what it is they control the narrative. They control basically what people think about players. That's why I respect Kobe, because the narrative was disrespecting Kobe.
Yes, and yeah,
the whole time. LeBron is loved the whole time.
The whole time. Kobe
is hated.
Kobe, they don't even give Kobe acknowledgement that he ran the league, in my opinion, from 2000 through 2011. Okay, they want to say LeBron. They want to say LeBron came into the league and he was the best player. How? Jackson. Okay, you got Kobe Bryant dropping what he dropping to get rid of these West teams. Kobe was the San Antonio killer. Did they forget that Tim Duncan actually could stop Shaq? Did they forget that?
They don't realize that LeBron wasn't even better than Tracy McGrady.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough to say.
I'm talking about coming in the league. At that time, Tracy McGrady was better than LeBron at that time in Houston. Not right now, but at that time, if you can't give LeBron that time that they've given him, saying he's been the best the last 10, 15 years, you know, it's impossible. He wasn't better than Kobe.
Oh,
yeah.
Just bottom line, one better than Kobe. You ain't got to go into in-depth about it.
Basically, LeBron is the first hype beast in the media for the NBA. They hyped him coming in, and they have only pushed harder since he's been in the league, even through his mediocrity in the finals versus Dallas.
It's so crazy seeing that. Yeah. I guess they tried to make it, and sad to say, it's working. Well, it's officially right here, the little, you know, go hard for them, and they're winning over everybody.
Have you noticed that most of these shows are the same? They sound the same.
Yeah.
It's, like you said, everything sounds the same. And that's why things like ESPN is shutting down. Because people are starting to realize you can't just play SportsCenter the whole day.
Yeah.
It's not enough information.
It's not enough. I mean, that's where they need to actually factor in the fact that ESPN is everywhere. I mean, I learned that from working at, you know, at FedEx office. ESPN is everywhere. ESPN has local radios. So what they need to do is start putting some of these cameras. Really, they need to go ahead and put these cameras in these local areas and start picking up stories from certain local areas and just display them regionally. You know, we might see something that's going on with Milwaukee, Ohio, Chicago, Indiana.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? PA, or, you know, I should say Pennsylvania. You know what I'm saying? Just show it regional. Show some regional stuff. And then if they got enough time, you know, then just go ahead. Don't even let us know you're about to go into it.
but, you know, show some stuff from some other regional areas. You know what I'm saying? Throw a little bit more international in there, but, you know, it's just...
They're minimizing the NBA but by doing what they're doing.
Right, exactly.
They're not giving people their just. If you're only talking about LeBron, you're not hearing about what Oscar been doing all year. You only just hear when he's playing against somebody like a LeBron James or playing against in the playoffs. He's been balling all year. He's been looking crazy all year. Milwaukee as a team has gotten better, but they've never been talked about because it's not about them. This is a two-team league right now.
Right.
So I agree. I agree. They need to have, you know, just like every game has their own announcers and stuff that go for their team. Yeah. Why don't you have it where you can, if you want to look for just your team, look at it. Or if you want to look towards the whole NBA, they look at the whole NBA, not just two teams.
Right.
That's true.
Exactly.
Because you want to expand the brand. You don't want to just expand just talking about the same team. It's kind of like a clickbait. They're basically doing clickbait. They're talking about just the hottest stuff.
Right.
It's a tabloid system. It's like, you know, they only talk about you when you do something that's uncharacteristic or when, you know, when you're getting blew out or you're blowing somebody out. Cleveland is always a topic because LeBron James is looked at as the god of the NBA.
That's fact.
They need to worry about, they need to even think about how you can spread the NBA more. Maybe you need, I don't know, they got to do something because what Cleveland is doing is just having no competition. If you can't name one team that affects Cleveland, that's why I believe the narrative is always on LeBron, because they made sure that there's no opposition for LeBron. So we'll see. But like I said, the narrative, you're right, the narrative needs to change. There needs to be a bigger scale of talking about basketball. And then you can really see what people know.
We need to talk more about, you know, I think it, I mean, well, I ain't going to say I need to be more opinionated, because that's why we exist. You know, that's why I wrote that article. Because, okay, I'm probably the only one to go to articles. You know, that 1-3, Russ. You know, I was basically having a conversation with Russ. Like, you can change the game. You down 1-3.
Right.
You get a 3-1 comeback. You possibly, I don't know, you get past the Rockets. I mean, really, you got a better chance against all of the teams except Golden State. And
yeah,
you could get, I mean, so let's say some miraculous happened. He pulled an Allen Iverson. My article looks like one of them rare classic articles. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Where I actually had hope in Russell. It's just people need to take more risks, and they're, and you know, in the people that they want to support and the people that they believe could actually excel if they believe it. You know? And just go ahead and shoot. I mean, it's sports, man. People bet. I mean, if you bet money, you can bet your voice.
Another thing
you
that,
can bet your perspective.
That I have a problem with, people base what you know about sports off credentials. You don't have to be in the NBA to know how the game is ran. This game is about observation, you know, have a good observation.
Exactly. I've been
and that's all it is.
Exactly. You just need to be a lover of the game, and I am. We all are. I know I've been watching since I was 26, maybe even longer than that. 27. I mean, since I was 26, for 26 years. 27 years. I'm 31. Put off.
If y'all don't know the boy, he's 31. Been watching basketball since I was 3-4 years old. That's all it requires.
Hey, you gotta know
the fundamentals of basketball.
How you doing?
You can put your time up. Everybody knows it different. Just stick to how you really feel. That's all.
Yeah. And don't be swayed just by the media.
Like you say, you can read, you can go to some different ESPN or, you know, the news articles and you see the same thing to make sure it stand out. You're not really thinking the same like this.
My bad, y'all. I'm going to have to edit this part because I had to bring my friend on journey. I had to come back for passage.
Well, that happened. Yeah, but,
you got to be a lover of the game. I mean, Stephen A., I mean, he be wrong. You know what I'm saying? He got more credentials than between him and Skip. Because they actually been journalists for 20 plus, maybe even 30 plus years. And actually around certain teams that they talk about. And, you know, they got the credentials. They might have an insider level to bring up stuff like about where somebody going or how somebody feels. But, I mean, when it comes to wins and losses, that's not, I mean, is it predetermined? Is somebody going to admit that it's predetermined? Until then, right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Right. Nobody knows what's going on. I mean, yeah, we could break down these stats.
Yesterday. I mean, last playoff finals and stuff, is, you know, we had Sean saying, sticking with it, and I was agreeing, you know, it was going to be a comeback from 3-1. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We'd have been the only ones really saying that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
he did say that. He did. Because I thought it was a wrap. Yeah. Draymond or not, I thought it was a wrap. I mean, because I seen Cleveland, like, in game 4. I ain't seen them like that. I haven't seen them like that. LeBron ran out of gas. Kyrie ran out of gas. And Cleveland as a whole, it just seemed like they gave up on that game. Like, it's like, all right, we not in their league. And then Draymond went down, and then we allowed Cleveland to get that confidence back up and their adjustments as well. You know, and that plays a big part, you know. You made adjustments, like Draymond not being there. Y'all found something successful, and y'all kept running it. You know.
Well, the reason I felt the way I did, honestly, was I thought about what was the implications of LeBron losing that year and what would it did for
his legacy.
His legacy, yes. And I just knew that they weren't going to let that legacy die like that. That legacy is all the NBA really has right now. They go 100% based off legacy. They have nothing else. Right. They got to create the culture. They got to keep it the culture. They got to make sure that they have somebody to argue that is the best. Otherwise, if you just leave it at LeBron, then there's nothing else.
Right. Yeah.
You have to have a rival.
Right. You have to. So, and it shouldn't even be to the extent that, you know, we just got to, you know, when Kobe was doing his thing, like, that people just got to, you know, shut up and kill it until, you know, whenever, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, Kobe trying to be better than Jordan, okay? All right. You want to measure up to Jordan? All right, we about to put you through the verbal ringer. Like, you know, nobody will do that.
You know, because, a lot of things, when they look at LeBron, they don't look at Kobe and dissect like, things like footwork. LeBron's footwork ain't nowhere near LeBron. I mean, Kobe's footwork.
Yeah.
And
LeBron's footwork
is not Kobe's footwork. Because the way they look at the game is two different ways.
Oh,
LeBron's looking at it like, all right, let's get the best shot. Kobe looking like, I am the best shot.
Right, exactly.
So you have two totally different perspectives.
Exactly. I mean, I ain't heard it no better than that. I mean, honestly, I am the best shot. And then, you know, you really want to break it down. I mean, what you call Kobe? 8 seconds or less, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, then we got to dissect when he gets the ball, how he got the ball, the way the offense ran. You know what I'm saying? He was the bailout. The bailout putting up 81 points.
Just like this. Who you trust taking that last shot? LeBron or Kobe?
Right. And that's where they come back with this whole clutch thing. And
you can go look up Kobe highlights. You got like an hour worth of footage to watch them game winners. Go look at LeBron.
Yeah, it's not as many. Even though they're saying now, LeBron.
And what was the impact of that? Let's talk about regular season one. Some stuff. Let me see playoffs.
If they say LeBron is more clutch,
they're trying to say LeBron is more clutch than. They're trying to say he's more clutch than Kobe statistically. Statistically, you know.
See, here's the problem. I think statistics is one of the biggest problems in the NBA right now. Yes, we use statistics to talk about how basketball is ran, but when you go to the nitty gritty statistics on every play, every possession is a different possession. It's not the same situation. So when you say, well, 50% of the times he did that, it could be a totally different defense he's playing against. It's so much intricacy that goes into that, that's a bailout right now. They're bailing out on the stats. And they feel like you said, they're competing with stats. Just because you know the stats don't mean you know what happened.
Right.
Because a three-point shot being guarded by three people because it's the last shot and a wide-open three-point shot at the same amount of time is a totally different situation. Man. And yet they're still comparing them like they're the same.
Yeah, LeBron, then like I said, LeBron is not that clutch closer, man. Like, you can even go back to last season.
Yeah.
Finals.
Yeah.
Who closed off Golden State? Was it LeBron or was it Kyrie?
Kyrie.
And I remember that 3-point that had me with my mouth open like, wow. It wasn't LeBron doing it. It was Kyrie on Steph.
Even when he tried to put the exclamation point on it by dunking on Draymond Green, that didn't even go successful.
Yeah, it got stopped.
Yeah, so I mean,
LeBron needs a closer.
LeBron does need a closer.
Definitely. The difference between Kobe is
the difference between it, and that's the thing. Kobe doesn't need. LeBron needs. Kobe tells his team, man, y'all got to get your stuff together. LeBron say, we need better people.
He makes you step up your game organically. LeBron, LeBron improves your game around him because he is who he is, and he improves it really for himself. He makes himself look better. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because you take you. What was J.R. Smith doing? I mean, what is he really doing now? That's so much more different than what he was
doing. When the last time you seen J.R. Smith?
I mean, J.R. Smith had a role. LeBron takes a bunch of players that have had bigger roles, and he minimizes their role. J.R. Smith was actually considered an option when he played with Carmelo Anthony. Stumpert was considered somebody that they needed to step up as an option when he played with Carmelo Anthony. You know what I'm saying? My guy for what it's worth since we're going there with it, was somebody that they needed to step up because he was an option for New York, like a bigger option than what LeBron got them playing. LeBron literally has them playing a direct role, and that's not a bad thing, because you can probably eke out more, with less expectation. But then as soon as them people ain't coming through, LeBron will be like, oh, you gotta get him out of here.
LeBron puts the role player stamp on players, and that never leaves them.
And that's why I wanted LeBron to start shooting more. Because if you start shooting more and then you start taking some of these big shots and you start taking some of these game winners, you can put some of this blame on you. Because that dude passed the ball to Darren Williams to take a game winner before the end of the season. You passed the ball to Darren Williams, dude.
Hey, man, he passed the ball to Udonis Haslem.
I mean, I'm trying to let the Udonis Haslem one go. But
I got
the ball to Darren Williams, bro. Darren Williams.
And that's because he's in a team where everybody is pretty much a better shooter than LeBron. Besides Tristan Thompson, everybody on the team is a better shooter than LeBron. When you really break it down.
LeBron plus shot, was a minute and 3 seconds left. Anything under that minute, he do something, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Everything else is rushed. He don't necessarily calm, and he don't get that killer vision where he look around and space the floor and take a good shot,
Yeah.
When he take his worst shot is when it's the clutch time. He don't use exactly that. I mean, he kind of here and there. Sometimes he go to the rim to get fouled and go to the free throw line. That's rare.
I've seen him in the finals on which game won. Fun. When Ray Allen hit that shot, two straight possessions before that, but
that's two turnovers. Two straight turnovers. Horrible
turnovers.
That's what made me mad at certain role players that he pick up, or people that just subdue themselves playing roles. They don't get things to acknowledge. Ray Allen never got a true acknowledgement for that.
Yeah.
That saved their whole plan.
It didn't because they credit LeBron with that. He's like, oh, LeBron won this ring. If it wasn't for this, LeBron. If it wasn't for LeBron this, LeBron that, Like, bro, LeBron got bailed out. What you mean?
Chris Bosh don't get enough credit for them dang old
Chris
rings.
Chris Bosh do not get enough credit at all.
At all.
His defense.
him actually learning to be a three-point shooter. You know what I'm saying? That's got to be a mentality. You go from hitting the ball and pounding the paint all your career and being on the block and in the mid-post area, and all of a sudden LeBron, because LeBron playing, you got to kind of be in a spot. You got to spot up. Like,
yeah, he made him play the five. Why would Chris Bosh ever need to play the five?
I don't know. Chris Bosh's not a five.
Exactly. He's too thin. He's a four. And he was dominant at the four. But LeBron didn't want to play the four.
So, I don't know, man. But LeBron is great. He's legendary. He, you know, like I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
The group text. Like, LeBron legendary. But I'm not just going, you know, just be like, oh, LeBron is the greatest thing ever in the NBA since, you know what I'm saying, Jordan, or even, I'm not even putting him over Kobe. I can't do that. I can't. Because, you know, I want to go back to that. I wasn't done. You know, I was going to hand it off and stop running my mouth. But, you know, when it comes to clutch moments, or just being clutch, period, I see Kobe, you know, in those situations where he's double teamed, he's coming off of somebody, he's running into people. I mean, look at that, where he bumped into my man, turned the other way, and just threw it up over one of his shoulders. Made it Toronto? Was that Toronto? He made both the Portland game winners, one to carry them into overtime, the other one to win the game. That took them from, like, what, 6th or 7th place to, like, 2nd place in the standings, and that was the last game of that year, and they put them in the 2nd seed instead of 7th? Hold on. Did you just hear what I just said? 2nd seed instead of 7th. Think of how tough the West is, where you win this one game, you go from 7 to 2.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Get out of here. And then, I mean, I think about the game winner he made the year, what, was it coming off that championship or was it leading up to it? Well, he was going sideways and made that one up over D-Wade. He made that one on the bus. He was still there with his arms out. He made the one on Toronto where he just kind of jumped in his spot and blazed. And Kobe's not a great three-point shooter. I mean, he shoot an okay percentage, you know, but he just had his years where you can't leave him open. You know, and then he's littler than LeBron. He's smaller than LeBron. Let me be actually a little PC. Not creating words. He's smaller than LeBron. And for him to be able to get around some of the players that he got around and do some of the things that he did, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we got to give him credit.
It's incredible.
Yeah. He's doing what he's doing, and he gets around him like that. And dunking on people, squeezing layups out of people, finishing over people. I mean, we can't give Kobe no more credit than that. LeBron is just better. And LeBron just not started to actually get his shot together. But he's better. Like, I don't know. I watch too much basketball to just hand LeBron the reins to being even the second best that we've seen. I mean, at least during my time that I've seen.
I think LeBron needs his own lane. LeBron's own lane is he may be the best team player of all time.
LeBron needs it to be where it's him, maybe not even Kyrie. Him, somebody that can play that role, you know, kind of pitch in a little bit here and there, you know, kind of like a two-punch, like a Kobe and Paul Gasol, like a D-Wade and kind of what Shaq was at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need a 3-3. That's like overkill. That's why he's complaining that they're top-heavy, because you got all of these people that you definitely need, you know, or that you want around you, because when it comes to that starting lineup, y'all set. But after that, it's like, you know, you was complaining that y'all top-heavy. Okay, you take out some of them big contracts that you're giving them people, and you spread that out a little bit more, you got better role players or more role players, you know what I'm saying, and as opposed to Liggins, who I think they let go, and Felder, who don't even get no time, even though he a rookie, or I ain't even seen Derek Williams really lately.
Me either.
You know what I'm saying? So you could have got somebody better than that. And Derek Williams looks good next to Carmelo. You know why? Because he actually had to do more. I feel like if you put more responsibility on people, they have to perform. Whereas, okay, so this is something that kind of works into LeBron's detriment. In my opinion, he got too much responsibility on him because
if the offense got to run through him, period. When it comes, okay, let's say they're going to see Golden State going to see Cleveland, however we want to put it for both sides. They get in a position where, okay, LeBron bullying into the hole, but all of a sudden they just playing a certain type of defense that's stopping him, preventing him from bullying into the hole. Kyrie ain't been involved in the game enough to the point that he don't have no rhythm, and Kevin Love is just out of whack. Who gonna step up X Factor for Cleveland? Just off the top of your head.
Nobody.
And don't count J.R. Smith either, because he ain't been no, like, killer yet. I'm sure when they see the Warriors, the greatness in them is gonna come out. Thank you very much. But who gonna be that X Factor, that next level? And I don't really see nobody.
That's the problem.
You know, just like,
I think, honestly, LeBron doesn't trust everybody on his team.
No.
Like, he trusts Kyrie in certain positions. You know, he gives the ball to Kyrie, it's an isolation play. It's not like he's saying, all right, let's create for everybody else. He wants you to shoot. So, basically, he's dictating your game. Because if you get the ball from LeBron, you have to do what he says you can do. He controls the game. Yeah. I think Kyrie could be a better player if he was able to be, you know, because sometimes he does facilitate, but make Kyrie facilitate. You don't have to have a ball all game, LeBron.
No, you don't.
You don't. Let Kyrie do what he do. Like I said, play more off the ball.
Play, man.
You play off the ball.
If he play off the ball, you know what? I ain't gonna even say what can happen if he play off the ball. I'm gonna just leave that alone. I'm gonna leave that alone. I mean, you already know where I'm going with that by saying I'm gonna leave it alone. They could probably easily, and this is just a thought. This is just on first thought. I think LeBron off the ball. I mean, you're still gonna be relying on him a lot against Golden State, but LeBron off the ball against Golden State. I mean, maybe it's not as easy as I'm thinking it is, because you got Draymond Green, you got Kevin Durant now. You got Steph Curry, who's good with his active hands. You got Klay Thompson, who's also good. I mean, that's really how the Warriors was getting to Utah, because Utah got the team to really kind of give Golden State problems, but that defense is something else. You know? Who was anticipating that defense would actually be what it is?
I don't think nobody was.
Because it was like, oh, y'all letting go of Bogut? Oh, Festus gone? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all messing up. Harrison Barnes out of here? Oh, well, y'all defense about to take a hit. Steph Curry don't guard nothing. I mean, he played the passing lanes, though. When it's only so much you can do when you a buck something. He's like, what?
Yeah.
A buck 80? LeBron is,
and that's at 6'3".
Probably, yeah. I'm saying, like,
LeBron is possibly like Kyrie. 90 pounds bigger than him.
Yeah, like 90 pounds bigger than him. And Kyrie is, what, probably 20 or 30 pounds bigger than him. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating. Maybe Kyrie like 200-something, but I would think that he's like 215. Even he's bigger
right.
than Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? So we not giving Steph Curry enough credit for, okay, yeah, he shoots. Okay, he ain't got to come to the hole. But, okay, let's accept him for what he is. Because who have you seen come to the league and make it where you got to guard him as soon as he come across the half, before he come across half-court line? If he'll shoot at the half-court line, and you are going to think he's going in. When he shoot, when the clock is running at the end of quarters, and he got the ball in his hand, I'm like, uh-oh. How much space is he going to get, number one? And two, is the ball going to go distant enough for me to believe that it's going in? And as long as it looks good in the air, I think it's going in. On TV, anyway, looking from the TV, I think it's going in every time. Like, that's what he's embedded in my head with his greatness. And we don't, or I ain't going to say we, but a lot of the people that don't like him, you know what I'm saying? Just like even Charles Barkley, people like that, for instance, that say, oh, jump shot this, jump shot that. I mean, we ain't never seen this. You know, he changed the whole narrative too that, you know, you can't win with jump shots. I mean, he came to the game and he changed that. He won a game, he won a championship, as a jump shooter on a jump shooting team.
And we still ain't giving him the respect for that. Because no one in the NBA has ever been able to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, it's usually if you're a great 3-point shooter, somebody's getting you open to shoot instead of you just coming and pulling up.
Right. You just coming up, pulling up. And it's
that
like
says a lot.
It staggers me.
I agree. It's man. That makes me really excited for the finals, even though I what I really think is gonna happen. But the possibility is this could be a whooping worse than San Antonio put on Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because the defensive part, I ain't gonna lie, I'm very surprised that defensively they're this good. Like Golden State is top defense in the league, pretty much. How are you top offense and top defense? That's crazy. So we'll see what happens. They got the best chance in the league to win. Cleveland, I mean, Cleveland can't bully anymore. The biggest thing Cleveland did to Steph Curry was bully him last year, knowing that he was hurt. It was bully him.
Yeah.
I mean, and we forget the fact that we're acting like Cleveland slaughtered Golden State last year. They barely won also.
Yeah.
Like, those were some close games when it came down to the stretch.
Yeah. I mean, Golden State, I don't think last year was Golden State here anyway.
Because they was down 3-1. Just think about how much
they shouldn't have beat OKC.
We got to factor that in, too. You know, because a lot of people be like, oh, Cleveland came down from 3-1. Well, Golden State came down from 3-1 against a team that was tough on them before Cleveland was. You know what I'm saying? And this is where I get into my whole, when I had an argument, when we had a debate amongst ourselves, amongst the team, about, sweeps and, you know, what's tougher out where and, you know, how and whatnot. And that's, you know, like the discussion we had the other day where Ryan was right about Golden State took their worst, the biggest piece from their worst adversary. They did. They got Kevin Durant from OKC because that was a problem.
But yeah.
So you had to deal with Serge Ibaka, Steven Adams, Enes Kanter, Russell, and KD. Yeah, you did something.
It was way more spread out then.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe he left. It was good for Russell and for him because KD, I believe, can get his ring. And Russell was finally able to get out of the shadow of KD.
To get out of, yes, exactly. I mean, and a lot
because
of
it was always KD's team.
Exactly. And nobody gave Russell his due.
No, not at all. He proved that he could be the best player in the NBA.
Right.
See, that's the one thing I love about basketball. You could talk about basketball for hours, and you could talk about one subject, and it's like a rabbit hole. It leads to a million other things.
Right.
All right, I'm about to meet me. I gotta do a certified. I'll be right back.
I'm about to wrap this show up.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Chris, you there?
I don't know what happened to Chris.
Okay, hold on. Let's just wrap this show up. This is your boy, Opinionated MJ. Y'all caught us today on the job.
Yep.
Please ignore all the
boy, that's the legend.
Ignore the car. Yeah. Your boy Chris here, but he's probably on the other line. You know, we got lives too, and we bring y'all some more in transition. Hopefully, y'all respond well to it. All right.